gentlemen, thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from St. Francis Clinic out of Tarpon Springs, Florida is...
Dr. Adriana.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thanks, Lexi. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to treat your cats than with a special treat. They will love it, they will cherish it, they will admire you, and they will do anything you want them to do. Especially with Lick and Lap by Vitacraft. It's a healthy 5-pack saucy tureen snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. You can find it at vitacraft.us, you can also get it in pet stores, or you can order it at walmart.com. Don't forget, too, Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats that your dog will love, and it's good for them. So enter the promo code PETS to save 10% off at goodpetsfoods.com. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. You can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I follow. Nobody's promised tomorrow, so I'ma love you every night like it's the last night, like it's the last night. If the world was ending, I wanna be next to you.
And this is a song actually by Bruno Mars and Lady Gaga. And it's a song from the movie Megatropolis.
Oh.
It's actually Megalopolis. And
that was not what I thought it was from.
Yeah, I'm sure it's been around on things.
We're doing the movies. You always play the song from the movies. And Lady Gaga, I'm thinking the Joker.
Oh.
That comes out next Friday. It comes out on October 4th.
You know what?
She's in it.
It sounds like it would be that kind of a song for that movie. So
the song is called "Die with a Smile." So
yeah.
I really thought it was made sense to be in
but
the
it's,
Joker.
It's one of the songs that they had from Megalopolis. But by the way, speaking of movies, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out the top movies as of last weekend.
We'll be right back.
medium. City and seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Clothes up is so sticky. What the heck? Stuck in this hall of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, move time's fair. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, you may want to check out these top five as of last weekend. Number one, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Made $238 million domestically so far in 3 weeks. So it's doing quite well, considering the last one came out like 30-some years ago,
mm-hmm.
which I still can't believe it's been that long ago. It's a fun movie. Lexi, you saw it too, right?
Yeah.
And you agree, it's a fun movie, but...
Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't think it was like laugh out loud kind
of. The first one is so good. The second one is okay.
It's the new generation one.
Cash grab.
Could be. Transformers 1 was number 2 at $32 million for the week. So that opened up with $32 million its first week. Speak No Evil, $25 million in 2 weeks. Actually, a pretty decent movie. It's more of a thriller than I would say horror. Some of the writing's off, but I mean, other than that, the acting is great. Never Let Go. It's made $6.1 million in its opening week. Let go. I'm just saying, let go. Although the two young boys in it are really good. And number five, still in the top five, Deadpool and Wolverine at $629 million in 9 weeks. Have you seen any movies lately, Dr. A?
No, I tried to go to see one and we couldn't get into the movies.
Well, in Deadpool and Wolverine, it's pretty funny. It's really done well, obviously. It's made well over $1 billion worldwide. But the only animals in that movie... Well, there are some animals in that movie, but there's a love scene between him and the ugliest dog in the world.
Huh.
So, you know, the dog... But you ever see the ugliest dog in the world? That's like the tongue hangs
mm-hmm.
out. And
yes.
Got the weirdest hair and eyes. Yeah. So, yeah, that dog's in this movie. But I did get to screen a film this week. Also, Jasmine, the dog trainer, got to do one, and you can read the reviews at talkinpets.com. And she actually did the film The Wild Robot, and she liked it a lot. She said it was a very cute film, and that's the one that I wanted to see.
Oh, it's the cartoon one, right?
Yeah, that looked really good, and she liked it a lot. But I ended up going to Megalopolis.
I don't even know what that's about.
Painful. I was kind by giving it, in my opinion, 1.5 out of 4 paws. Mainly because of the fact that it just, I don't know. I was like, every time I thought it was going to get better, it started moving that way, and then it got worse, in my opinion. I know some people love it, but I will give it credit. The acting's impeccable. The scenery is extremely well done, but the writing and the direction by Francis Ford Coppola, sorry, Francis, but I personally did not like it.
I did watch a movie. I watched one.
Well, yeah, let me go on. On the Megalopolis, actually, though, it takes place in New York City, but the whole story is like New York City in ancient Rome acting.
Oh.
It's bizarre.
Very bizarre.
It's very long, 2.5 hours, and I had to sit through 45 minutes of a meet and greet kind of thing with Francis Ford Coppola and Robert De Niro and Spike Lee, which was more interesting than the movie itself, in my opinion. But it is actually, I'll just leave it at this, it is a little jab in the current political world.
Mm.
And I'll leave it at that. Lexi, your movie?
Uglies. It's on Netflix. It's called Uglies. I guess it's based on a book series. I didn't know that. People were commenting on it. I thought it was really good. It's gotten some bad reviews, like, from the general public.
What was it about?
The plot line is a plot line you've seen a million times where society's divided and the one side thinks that this is the way, and then you have your rebel side that's kind of shows the antagonist of the movie that, like, they're kind of brainwashing you and that you shouldn't be thinking that way, and that the people that they've always saw as the good guys are the bad guys kind of thing. But it's about a world where when you hit 16, you get a life-altering surgery to make you beautiful, essentially. So they eliminate all ugly people from the world so that there is no discrimination in that sense. Like, you can't judge somebody because you think that they're unattractive. But obviously there's a a side thing where people go off because they don't want this life-altering surgery. And so it's really interesting. It was good.
You know, it's like, as humans, we're so enthralled with our looks and everything else. But, you know, animals don't care.
No.
They don't care what you look like, and they really don't even care what they look like.
No.
They're just loving and mm-hmm. caring.
And that's what makes them so beautiful. Yep.
Yes, 100%. 100%. We all get old. I know it. Everything starts going down south. But you just deal with the best that you can. Anyway, don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can go to our website, talkinpets.com, click on live. You can listen there. Or you could say, Alexa, CRN4, tune in, and you'll get it on Alexa Live as well. But if it's on your radio station, you better be listening to your radio station. Like KWRO in Oregon, also KCBQ in California, and in Rupert, Idaho, KBAR. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a 2-night, 3-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6640.
Cornell University's College of Veterinary Medicine and your FarmNet, in collaboration with Rural Minds, have introduced a free online course titled Mental Health and Suicide Prevention in Rural America. This course aims to equip participants with practical strategies and resources to address mental health challenges in rural areas. Specifically designed for veterinarians, agribusiness professionals, and veterinary students, the course covers rural mental health issues, including suicide, and offers ways to reduce their impact in the profession. In a statement released by Cornell, it is reported rural communities have approximately 65% higher rates of suicide in their population compared to urban areas. Further, farmers are reportedly twice as likely to die by suicide than those in other occupations. As a dairy farmer, I know firsthand that veterinarians are an integral part of all rural communities, and they may be among the first to see warning signs that a client is experiencing a mental health challenge, but may not recognize those same signs in themselves, says Jeff Winton, a Cornell alum and founder and chairman of Rural Minds, a non-for-profit organization dedicated to promoting mental health in rural America. In addition, there is also a challenge in access to care. It is reported rural areas have 20% fewer primary care providers than urban areas, with 65% of rural countries lacking a psychiatrist. Further, many rural community members have expensive or non-existent internet service and lack adequate health insurance coverage. The course offers practice advice for addressing mental health challenges, including how to identify and respond to warning signs. It also provides important information on resources such as crisis hotline numbers and local support services. For more information, visit www.cornell.edu. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Dr. Adriana.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises the image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor. Oh, she don't see the light that's shining deeper than the eyes can find it. Maybe we have made her blind, so she tries to cover up her pain. Cut her woes away. These covered girls don't cry after their face is made. But there's a hope that's waiting for you in the dark. You should know you're beautiful just the way you are. And you don't have to change a thing. The world could change its heart. No scars to your beautiful. We're stars and we're beautiful.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
Pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401, out to Myrtle Point, Oregon. And Karen's got a question about her dogs.
Am I on the air?
You're on the air, Karen. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. My phone isn't the very best, so can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound good, actually.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, this is the first time I've listened to your show, because the first time I've known about it. Now, are you coast to coast?
Coast to coast, yeah. We've been out there for 34 years, actually.
I know. Yeah. I used to listen to it sometimes, and my friend always listened to it. I have two questions. Mm-hmm. The first one is about my very sweet 7-year-old black lab. I'm a pretty holistic type person. I like more natural things than pharmaceuticals, but whatever works. I kept her unspayed. She was not spayed, and she was with me all the time because I wanted to keep those good hormones. Well, she did get that pymetra. But right. Which is the infected uterus. But we got her surgery, And she's fine, except she's now spayed, and now she's got no energy and lethargic. She's 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I have two questions. Other than breeding them, multiple breeding, which I did not know that you had to do to avoid the pyometra, other than that, how can you avoid them getting this infected uterus, number one? Number two, after they have been spayed at an older age, what safe natural-type hormones can we give them to give them back their energy?
Well, thank you for your question. So the spaying a dog with pyometra is basically a life-saving, you know, procedure. Unfortunately, it's like
a bad
lottery.
Oh, I know. It did save her life, yeah.
Yes, of course. Certainly females that have not been spayed at a higher risk, but I've seen also female dogs that had puppies and they still develop pyometras, and sometimes they also develop mammary cancer.
May I put my radio on, or would that hurt? Because I can't hear you that well on the phone.
Yeah, we might get the feedback.
Okay. Well, I'll try to listen. My phone isn't the best. Go ahead.
No worries. So unfortunately, it's kind of like a bad lottery that some dogs get. I've seen old females that have not been spayed, and, you know, it's always like a ticking bomb with the situations. And unfortunately, if you have an infected uterus, you have to do the spay. Exactly. I mean, there's also, like, you can also remove the uterus without, like, having to remove the ovaries.
Well, I know. I wanted to do that. I always wanted to do it. But number one, I didn't have the money. Number two, I had nobody to drive me there.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you leave the ovaries, there's still going to be some, you know, some hormonal influence. They could still develop mammary tumors because all the tissues that are responsive to hormones are going to be, you know, responding, you know. So sometimes they could have like a remnant of a pyometra, which is because there is still a little piece of uterus that we leave. The dog could develop a pyometra. She could still go through her cycles. The dogs are going to be still interested in her, etc. All of that, you know. But I mean, if you're concerned and being a holistic person, I think that would be an option. Knowingly, you know, they could still develop mammary tumors. And for dogs that develop mammary tumors, that could be still like a 50% chance for them to be cancerous. You know, 50-50. You know, I wish there was an easier, you know, way to address this without like having to be so radical. There's given hormones to treat hormones, I don't advise. But there is, you know, in terms of in the holistic side of things, there's this a lot of supplements that you can give to your dog that can help with energy, something like vitamins, B12, the probiotics. He was just showing me there's brands here, the daily probiotics from the Good Pet Food Company. They have, you know, there's also, I mean, there's other sort of things that can affect them, not just like the hormonal change. But I mean, there's also Vetri-DMG, which is a dimethylglycine, which is kind of like a rejuvenating type of, like I call anti-aging for dogs. But those are things that you can try.
What was that last one?
Vetri, V as in Victor, E, T as in Tom, R-I-D-M-G.
And we got to go out to a break, Karen, but I'm also going to send you from Good Pets Foods some supplements that you can try out as well, the daily probiotics and the multivitamins and all. So I'll send you some of those and try them out. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, it's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Hey everybody, Bob Page here, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Pets Rewind. In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
Well, I'm frantic about this crazy little critter. I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him a brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no. Pardon me. My kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxin, what do you call it, what, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
We call them special.
Yeah, you know, he is. He's so lovable. God, love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French, that snow. And he won't use the poo pan. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there, going outside.
I know, but to use the poo pan, wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. Makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He raises, he yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You've come back with a boo. And everybody said that. They said, hey, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
Hey, that really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Paez. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poo pen. The poo pen. To use the poo pen. Wonderful.
It's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new one.
Poo pen.
To the poo pen area.
A few too many times, and I'm sure I'll work you right in. We're Talking Pets. Rewind. I'm Bob Page.
Is eliminating the ability to buy pet rabbits following criticism that the practice led to regretful owners overwhelmed by the care needed for the cotton-tailed companions. The stores announced Tuesday that it is recommitting to an adoption-only policy for rabbits, citing feedback received in partnership with animal rescue and welfare organizations nationwide. Earlier this month, Rabbit.org called out Petco, citing the company's blatant betrayal of its promises in 1994 and 2008. to stop all rabbit sales. Selling rabbits in pet stores often leads to impulse buys by customers unaware of the extensive care and significant veterinary costs involved, according to the group of self-described bunny educators. These hasty purchases often lead to summer dump season, when many pet rabbits are abandoned outdoors, becoming roadkill or prey for predators. Petco said stopping rabbit sales is in line with the company's long-standing Think, Adopt, First philosophy, which encourages prospective pet parents to consider adopting a homeless pet rather than purchasing one whenever possible. Rabbits are the third most popular companion animal in the U.S. To help encourage responsible rabbit adoptions, Petco is offering 20% off Start Right savings for pet parents who adopt a rabbit from an established rabbit rescue or adoption group through October. The pet retailer also announced that all remaining miniature rabbits that were available for purchase at selected locations as part of the pilot program will be offered for adoption. I am incredibly pleased by the decision to recommit to an adoption-only policy for rabbits and proud of Petco leaders for listening to the perspectives of Petco Love and our animal welfare community and staying true to Petco's own mission to improve lives for pets and people who love them. That was from Suzanne Gogot, president of Petco Love. Potential owners can find adoptable pets near them by visiting Petco Love's website. You can find that at TalkinPets.com. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your paws. If you're happy and you know it, clap your paws. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your paws. If you're happy and you know it, shake your tail. If you're happy and you know it, shake your tail. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, shake your tail. If you're happy and you know it, hop around.
All right, enough of that one. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. Dr. A, you had a message, too, for Rose, correct?
Yeah, so I was going to, recommend a doctor, since she's a holistic
Karen
person.
Rose.
Yeah, so Dr. Karen Becker, she's highly recommended, really scientific. You probably really liked her, and she does have a YouTube channel. Even she does have a chapter on the questions that you had precisely. So I totally recommend it. Karen, if you're listening, Dr. Karen Becker.
B-E-C-K-E-R?
B-E-C-K-E-R. That's
okay,
correct.
Cool. So check that. You can always Google. It'll come right up, I'm sure. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin.
So, if you can name this bird sound, another bird, name this bird sound, you can win a prize. You can go with Lick and Lap or Purr Sticks from Vitagraph, treats for your cats. We do have the Good Pets Foods Threesome, which is Daily Probiotic, Multivitamin, and Hip and Joint Plus. These are treats for your dogs, treat supplements. We have dog books, cat books. I have a turtle pendant, piece of jewelry. I have the collapsible water bowls from Talkin' Pets that you could take with you anywhere, and the CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, and a calendar from pageaday.com of slots, S-L-O-T-H-S, just so you don't think I'm saying something else. I just want to verify that. And that's the 2025 calendar, although I can think of a lot of people that would be on that calendar. 818-818-6401. What are you laughing about, Lacey?
You know exactly what I'm laughing about.
818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call if you can name this bird. What bird makes that chirp? 818-818-6401. You can win something if you know what bird that is. I'll give you a hint. Think coal miners. 818-818-6401. You got it now? Think coal miners. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you know what the answer to that bird sound is. So, there was something I want to ask you in regards to the rabbit thing. So, they were saying, according to that news article I read, and I knew that, they were the third most popular animal out there. Mm-hmm. But at your clinic, do you see a lot of rabbits come in?
Not a lot, to be honest.
No? But you do see some.
Some, not that many. You know, people don't really take him to the vet a lot, which I think is a mistake. I think if you have owned a rabbit, you should take him to the vet just like you take your dog or your cat. They have their own set of diseases. It's important to be informed about what is proper for them to you know, what is the best food for their life stages. Just make sure that their teeth are healthy. You know, they can get all kinds of different problems, especially digestive and GI stasis is the most life-threatening situation with the rabbits.
So their teeth are always growing, too, mm-hmm. so they constantly have to have something to chew on.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of like what?
Well,
keeps the teeth in check.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, you know, the hay is mainstay for their like nutrition. You can give them the little pellets, but it's the hay that's the most important thing that you need to give them.
Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. And if you know what bird makes that chirping sound, which the coal miners used to use these birds. What is it? Out to Karen. Karen's out there again in Oregon. Hey, Karen, what do you think? You want to take a guess on this one?
Well, since you said that, at first I thought it was a parakeet, but I think it's a canary.
Now, what made you think that it was a canary?
Well, because I actually belong to that group. It's called being multiply chemically sensitive, and you can't be around any chemicals or fragrances because you were poisoned by a toxic chemical, which I was 38 years ago,
uh-huh.
and they called us canary in the mines.
Well, I know you got the Lickin' Lap coming out to you, and I'm sending out the Good Pets Foods supplements to you. Is there something, do you want to go with a book or a CD, or what do you think?
Oh, do you have a CD, you mean along with the food?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I would love a CD. Anything, how to keep the good health of the dogs and the cats.
Well, this one's a music CD. It's from Gino Sasani. He's part of the show on reptiles. So I don't know if you like reptiles, but it's all about animals.
I don't care for reptiles that much.
I'm going to send you out, since you have dogs, I'm going to send you out a dog book from my library.
That'd be wonderful.
Coming out.
So I was right?
You were right.
Yes.
It was the canary.
Yes.
So congratulations on that. So
thank you.
We're going to send everything out to you, and so stay on the line and make, well, we do have your information, so I'll mail all those out to you. You got the Lickin' Lap coming out to you, a dog book, and
the
Good Pets Food supplements.
So thank you so much. I love your show. I never knew about your Talkin' Pet show.
Well, now keep listening. Keep listening.
I will.
Spread the word.
Thank you so much, and thank you to that wonderful veterinarian. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
I'm Dr. Adriana. Thank you so much, Karen.
Dr. Adriana, I want to tell you I am very aware of Dr. Karen Becker.
I love
her.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Oh, she is. I always used to follow her, and then she kind of disappeared during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people disappeared during that time.
I know.
A lot of things in the world changed. Thank you, Karen.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's Karen out there in Oregon. And you can win, like, as long as it's a different, you know, mm-hmm. prize. But if you won the same prize, we basically have, like, a 30 to 45-day rule. You got to let somebody else win that prize. But Karen picked all three different things, so I have no problem sending those out. That's the way it works. Stay tuned. More of Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
On today's Lifestyle Minute, Christy Kolsky talks about how IBM is bringing tennis to life for fans through new AI-driven technologies.
AI is transforming many industries, and sports is no different. We've been partners with the USTA for more than 30 years, really helping them stay on the cutting edge of innovation for their digital platforms. And this year, we're really excited to bring the power of generative AI to help enhance the fan experience. Fans want more than just scores and stats. They're looking for deeper insights and content about their favorite players. They're looking for more personalization. We always have the top stars and celebrities of the sports. Every player at the U.S. Open has a home country, has a fan base, and they want deeper content and more content about their favorite players, too. We're introducing a solution called Match Reports, using AI to generate match summaries within minutes. This is quickly published through internal tools to USTA editors to review it, approve it, and then publish it out on the digital platforms.
For more information, go to IBM.com/sports.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. 800-559-4185. That's 800-559-4185.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
A 7-foot-long ocean sunfish was recently discovered on an Oregon beach, attracting the attention of local aquatic experts. The fish, which is also known as a mola mola, recently washed ashore at Hug Point State Park in Arch Cape, Oregon. A local aquarium called Seaside Aquarium posted pictures of the creature on Facebook and noted that it was creating quite a stir. The aquarium reported that the dead fish was 6.9 feet long, which is considered average in size. Mola mola can grow up to 10 feet long and weigh as much as 5,000 pounds. They feed heavily on jellyfish, which are huge in abundance this time of year, the aquarium said. Pictures shared by Seaside Aquarium show the gray, wrinkled fish in a state of decay. Seaside Aquarium noted that 3 sunfish have washed ashore in Clatsop County since June. One of the fish, a hoodwinker sunfish, was spotted in June. The 7.3-foot-long creature, also known as a mola tecta, was only described as a unique species in the past 10 years and is believed to have been one of the largest hoodwinker sunfish ever seen by humans. It is not unusual for sunfish to wash ashore, as they do reside off the Oregon coast, the aquarium noted. We are getting more reports because of the stir that the mola tecta caused when it washed in. It was the first mola tecta documented in Oregon, but that is likely because it has just recently been described and designated as a new species. Some Facebook users wrote that they had seen the fish in person, with one commenter noting the decaying fish's odor. You can see the video on our Facebook, on our homepage on the website. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
Oh, Mr. Sunfish, oh, Mr. Ocean Fish, drift away, and lie below the shining rays. You swim so slowly, your life seems so carefree, floating through the sunlight zone, feeling happy all alone.
You know, I gotta tell you, I was sitting here at my desk when the hurricane was coming through, picking out this music. So I was trying to get some work done, and it was late at night and everything, and I was wondering what was going to happen even before all the floodwaters came and flooded our neighborhood. But I got a lot of work done, though, that night, so wasn't much of anything else to do. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. That's the number, 818-818-6401. You know, I want to ask you, Dr. A, about the rabbit thing that I was mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bob Barker was a good friend of our program from The Price is Right, and he used to call in. He used to love to talk on the show. Were you on with him one time?
No, but no? I remember him loving rabbits.
Yeah,
he had rabbits.
He loved rabbits. That was his companions. But the one thing with the rabbits, though, they do need to eat the soft pellets, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do they get out of that? I mean, because I had heard that some people that keep their rabbits in hutches that have a mesh, like a wiry bottom.
Yeah, that's bad because they cannot get access to their secretrope. So basically, those are their soft pieces or stool, the poop. Basically, they're like, these are bacteria that are vital to their digestion. And they need to ingest and recycle through their GI system.
I mean, that's really important to know. Because I think a lot of people do put those, like, wires, you know, let them, you know.
And clean it up, but then
they
don't get their secretropes, and that's definitely a problem for them.
What,
they don't get that. They're vital.
What you had mentioned, like a hay, is it good for them to have that?
Mm-hmm. Timothy and alfalfa when they're young, but Timothy hay. Of course, you want to give them some green tops, carrot tops, and you know, some like leafy greens, everything, you know, if we go out of proportion with any of these things, then there could be some health issues too.
Yeah, I wanted to say, we had a call from, I can't remember where he was calling from, I want to say San Diego, and he asked about chicks versus baby ducks, ducklings, and he was raising them together, and I was talking about, you know, that I raised my chickens from chicks. But you can't, unless you have them sexed, you don't know if you have a rooster or a hen until they start growing up. And he had asked about the food thing, and basically what I told him, I mean, you can feed them the same food, which you can. I researched it, and in the beginning you can feed them the same food, but after that the ducks need a certain food pellet for a duck, versus what chickens eat? Because I think it was, do ducks need more protein or is it less? I think it's more.
More.
So, and that's what needs to be in those pellets, you know, for the ducks when they're growing up. But I've never ate a duck egg. Have you?
Me neither. No.
Lexi?
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't really eat regular eggs.
No, you don't eat my chicken's eggs.
I don't eat any eggs.
So, you eat my chicken's eggs.
I do. They're yummy.
They're hearty.
They are.
They're. It seems like they're almost thicker than the normal
store-bought. They feel very fresh when you give it to me as opposed to the ones I buy at the store.
Plus, I spoil mine. Mine get blueberries and strawberries and all kinds of stuff like that. So, and then they get the mealworms. And
they're happy chickens.
It's crazy, though. I hate to say this. It's like when I'm going out there to feed them, there's the one door in the hutch that I don't always open. And then there's the other one that I usually open to feed them and put their water in and clean their water and stuff. But every once in a while, I have to open up the other door to get through like their pelleted food. But it's a big container, so I usually don't have to change it all the time. Anyway, to get to the bottom line, I'll open up that door, and little beetles and even a cockroach or two will run from, because it was like they were hovering underneath that door in the dirt. And my chickens will, it is like the race is on. It's like a football field.
They love it.
They will tackle each other to get that roach. And I literally just swallow that whole thing down. And I'm like,
oh no.
I'm like, what is it doing in that crop? I mean, is it like moving around in there? I've seen them eat worms and the whole thing down. They just slurp it right down. And I'm like.
The crop is just like a receptacle, but their gizzard is a very, just think about, is a very strong, muscular, you know, organ. And it's like almost like a, you know, garbage disposal, really.
So
it's like really, you know, strong, and they break down, you know, because it's meant to break the grain and all the hard stuff. So. You know.
It's amazing how much they like the things like that. But it's so interesting. They won't eat like an ant.
Yeah. I mean, the ants have an acid.
But isn't that weird, though, that they know? Mm-hmm. Even like the young ones before it's bizarre watching chickens.
Yeah.
And they're very easy to tame and
train.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like more than I ever thought. They're great pets.
They are.
So I highly recommend if you are allowed to have them in your, you know, in your areas. They're not that expensive and they're not hard to take care of, but they have great eggs. I'm John Patch.
Dr. Adriana.
Lexi Adams.
Thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets. Spay and neuter your pets and help control that pet population. Be safe and bye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.